Montana received almost $4 million in federal funds for addiction recovery and treatment this week. The United States is seeing a rise in opioid addiction numbers. Opioid-related overdoses across 45 states increased 30% from 2016 to 2017, according to the National Institute on Drug Abuse. Montana Healthcare Foundation CEO Aaron Wernham says numbers also show overdose rates are lower in Montana than in other states, but that's not the complete picture.
We hear from practices around the state that they're seeing lots of patients who are struggling with addiction, not just to opioids, but also to alcohol, and methamphetamine appears to be on the rise again.
Not all of the federal funds in this case are geared towards the opioid epidemic. The Health Resources and Services Administration granted Montana about $1 million for rural programs and approximately $900,000 in training for professionals on the treatment side. It also directed roughly $2 million toward Montana's substance abuse disorder and mental health services, including but not limited to opioid addiction treatment. Wernham with the Healthcare Foundation says his organization is most excited about the funds going to integrated behavioral health. That means primary care and mental health professionals working together to help meet a person's mental, physical, and situational needs, from underlying mental health conditions to transportation.
All of those kind of social factors that can make it harder to heal, all in one place. So this emphasis on integrated team-based care in these grants, I think, is very important and new.
Wernham says in 2015, Montana Healthcare Foundation found around 90% of people who needed addiction treatment were not receiving it. He says over the last few years, Montana has nearly doubled the number of addiction treatment providers and nearly quadrupled the number of clinicians approved to subscribe medication-assisted treatment for opioids. Wernham says that's largely due to federal and state focus and funding. He also says Medicaid expansion is responsible for well over half of the funding for treatment in the state. Kayla DeRoche, YPR News.